My first story this week is a very disturbing one, and I hope there's a successful outcome. It's headed "Everyone Urged to Help Crack Down on Creature Cruelty." Essex Police's rural engagement officers are appealing for the public's help in tackling the disturbing crime trend of wild animals being cruelly targeted for fun, we revealed in the last issue. PC Jed Raven, the force's wildlife crime and heritage officer, explained there has been a rise in reports of people catapulting wild animals and birds in urban areas and country parks with metal ball bearings or bits of shot. Foxes, otters and other mammals, pigeons, swans and other waterfowl can be targets. PC Raven is the National Police lead for Operation Lakeshot, which focuses on education and preventing reoffending, as well as detection and bringing offenders to justice. He says, "Some people think it's just a bit of harmless fun, but the animal or bird they hit could suffer a long and painful death as a result. Causing any creature pain and suffering is illegal under the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981. The vast majority of people simply want to get out and enjoy nature, but a small minority just want to hurt things." He added, "It's not just catapults. People sometimes target wildlife with air weapons and crossbows. But any way you look at it, it's dangerous and it's cruel. And animal cruelty can be a precursor to more serious crimes." Jed and his fellow rural engagement officers work with our community policing teams across Essex, along with council, park and street wardens, the Essex Wildlife Trust and wildlife hospitals, to identify offenders and to put a stop to their cruel activities. Nationally, the RSPCA and RSPB, the Environment Agency, the Metropolitan Police, Angling Trust are involved with Operation Lakeshot.